Ghana is among four countries which are currently benefiting from the support to agricultural research for development of strategic crops in Africa. The five-year project, which is being operated under the concept of Innovation Platform, is expected to collaborate with researchers, farmers, development workers, and private companies, among others. This will be driven by a common goal for solving production constraints of maize. The Northern Regional Innovation Platform was launched at Damango. Our Northern Regional Correspondent, Saka Mohammed, has filed this report.
The support to agricultural research for development of strategic crops in Africa, SAGS, in short, is a research science technology development project targeted at cassava, maize, rice, and wheat value chains, as decided by African Heads of State as the community to focus on. The project is being funded by the African Development Bank for a five-year period and being implemented by the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, in 20 countries in collaboration with three other sister institutions. The main project coordinator of SAGS, Dr. Chris Akin, whose speech was read for him, said an innovation platform is a forum that enables the creation of partnerships among policymakers, research and development workers, as well as public and private institutions, among others, who are willing to come together, driven by a common goal of solving agricultural constraints. Said currently, the SAGS project is being operated in four countries, such as Ghana, Nigeria, Mali, and Zambia. In Ghana, according to Dr. Kim, the project will be benefiting farmers in the Brown and Ahafo, Ashanti, and Northern region, with a total coverage of 30 communities in two districts and 5 communities per district in each region. Instead, the project, which has already started its activities in the Brown and Ahafo and Ashanti region, making some of the field activities such as a farmer problem, diagnosis, strategic trials, on-farm demonstration, training, and diversification. Dr. Kim is of the view that public-private partnership has become the key successful implementation of research for development projects, especially at the farmer level. The Deputy Northern Regional Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Michael Adda, said the ministry's aim is to ensure food security in the country. He said the ministry, which is the coordinating body of the agricultural activities in the country, will support any policy that will push agriculture upwards for the benefit of the country. He said climate change has come to stay with us, and therefore the country needs concrete strategies to meet the food demands of the people. According to him, milk production is paramount in the country, and therefore urge all stakeholders to ensure that the project yields the needed results. A research scientist at the Savannah Agricultural Research Institute, SARIS, Dr. Wilson Dube, also said maize is the largest commodity crop in the country, and second to cocoa. Regardless, the production of the crop in the country is seriously constrained by three current drought, triggers, and low soil nitrogen. According to recent trends, indicate that the fertility and fertility of soil are declining globally due to degradation and intensive use of soil without due consideration of proper soil management practices. From Damango, I am Sanko Mohammed, reporting for Radio Ghana.